Stem Cell Technologies is buying an American biotech known for game-changing cell squeeze technology that allows therapeutics to be introduced into cells by creating tiny, temporary holes in cell membranes. Stem Cell announced today that shareholders for Massachusetts-based SQZ Biotechnologies SQZ Biotechnologies Company, OTC, SQZB, have approved the sale. Earlier, SQZ reported the proposed sale of its assets to Stem Cell would be worth $11.8 million United States dollars, $16 million Canadian. A price that was described as a fire sale by fiercebiotech.com. SQZ ran into financial trouble last year and was forced to lay off 80% of its staff after losing a major potential partnership agreement with pharmaceutical giant Roche, according to fiercebiotech.com. SQZ developed a technology that allows tiny holes in cell membranes to be opened temporarily without damaging the cell, with the tiny perforations used to introduce proteins, small molecules, and other therapeutic agents into the cell. Stem Cell had previously licensed SQZ's technology to develop its own cell squeeze technology, the cell pore transfection system. With the approval of the SQZ transaction, Stem Cell has acquired substantially all of SQZ's assets, including its entire portfolio of over 400 patents and trademarks, other intellectual property such as copyrights and trade secrets, proprietary equipment, and its head license with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Stem Cell said in a news release. This exciting acquisition means that Stem Cell's own instruments will have the potential to be used in the delivery of cell therapies to cure diseases, like cancer, Stem Cell founder and CEO Alan Eaves said in a press release. This transaction is an important achievement for Stem Cell and a win for Canada's economy and life sciences sector, as it will support the development of innovative cell therapies. Stem Cell's acquisition of SQZ is the second acquisition in the last 2 months. In January, Stem Cell acquired Propagenics Inc., a biotech in Maryland that was focused on regenerative medicine. N. Bennett at biv.com, twitter.com/nbennett_biv.